Com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, April 30th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now from California is doctor, professor, attorney. Man, this guy's resume is a mile long. John Eastman's on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yes, sir. Greatly appreciate you coming. I understand also that you're coming to Michigan here on May 9th, but before we get to the event and what you're doing here when you get here on May 9th, give the audience just a short little bio about you. I've already read the flyer to the folks and teeing you up, but give us your perspective. Who is John Eastman?
Well, I have a PhD in American political theory. I have a law degree from the University of Chicago. I clerked for Justice Clarence Thomas at the Supreme Court of the United States. And for more than 20 years, I was a constitutional law professor and even served as dean at the Chapman University Fowler School of Law in Southern California. All of that gave rise to my being asked by the President of the United States to represent him in some of the election challenges after 2020. And of course, that has led to me being attacked by the leftist lawfare that's going on in this country.
Now, in that process, John, let's back up just a little bit. What cases specifically did Donald Trump retain you to be his lawyer?
So the main one.
Oops, we froze up. Are you there, John? Here that we have dropped you. Okay, let's see if we can reconnect. I don't know, for some reason he froze up. Let's remove him from the call this way. We'll try to add him back in. Technology, you love it when it works and absolutely hate it when it doesn't. So let's bring him back in this way. See if we can reconnect with John. John, are you there? Yep. It's ringing, so just go ahead and answer. Long-distance technology. Okay, there you are. Can you hear me, John?
Yes, I can hear you now. And my background got really weird and flipped. I don't know
That's okay. Go ahead and turn your camera off right between the hang-up button and the blue one. Just turn the on the camera itself, but there on the Skype box. There you go. We're perfect now. Now we got our bandwidth back. So I had asked you what major case did Donald Trump retain you to represent him?
So the major case was to intervene in the original action that Texas had filed against Pennsylvania and Georgia, Michigan and Wisconsin in the Supreme Court of the United States. And we filed that on December 9th. The Texas had filed the case on December 7th. But then I also represented him in a petition for review we filed in the Supreme Court of the United States from three egregiously wrong decisions of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
So this was all about the election itself of November 3rd of 2020, correct?
That's right. And the main issue we were contesting is the fact that election officials in these swing states had acted unconstitutionally. The Constitution's very clear. The authority to set the manner, to set the rules for choosing presidential electors is vested exclusively in the state legislatures. And these election officials, county clerks, secretaries of state, what have you, unilaterally altered the rules in order to benefit Biden. That was unconstitutional, and we were challenging those illegal actions.
Now, in this process, because you, of course, the attorney of record in all these different cases from all these different states, was there any clear example of how each attorney general from each one of those states that you were contesting in Are they the ones that then basically use the power of their office as the top law enforcement officer, attorney general? Are they the ones that specifically individually started attacking you?
Well, the only attorney general that has weighed in on that front has been the Arizona attorney general last week, issuing indictments against the electors in Arizona, and for some reason including me on the indictment, even though I had nothing to do with either the electors in Arizona or any of the litigation in Arizona. That's the only attorney general. But, of course, we got the district attorney in Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia, that brought an indictment against President Trump and me and 17 others. We've got leftist groups like the States United Democracy Center and the 65 Project that have been filing bar complaints against attorneys, including me, and seeking not just to disbar the attorneys, but as one of the leaders of the 65 Project said, to make them so toxic in their firms and communities that right-wing legal talent will not take on these kind of election challenges again. Which, in other words, they want to destroy the adversarial system. They want to destroy the ability of people to challenge in the courts election illegality so that they've got a free hand for stealing elections as far as the eye can see.
Now, in this process, is any of this going to play a factor in this upcoming November 5th, 2024 presidential election, in your opinion?
Well, it's already playing a factor. President Biden has issued an executive order that's basically directing every branch, every agency in the federal government to facilitate get-out-the-vote efforts largely on behalf of Democrats. It's an unbelievable abuse of taxpayer resources. But legislators in Pennsylvania brought a lawsuit to challenge that, saying you're usurping the power of our state legislature that we have under Article 2 of the Constitution. The court there said that the legislators didn't have standing to challenge the illegality of the executive order. Go back 3 years when the campaign itself tried to make a similar challenge to illegality in the election, and the courts in Pennsylvania held that the candidate didn't have standing, only the legislature did. This is already playing out and already starting to have an effect on the 2024 election and clearing the path for illegality without anybody able to do anything about it.
Now, in that process, you mentioned that they are taking this in front of the United States Supreme Court. I believe you said the state of Pennsylvania. What is the time frame? What is legally the rules with regards to them? Are they asking for an immediate injunction? Are they asking for specific actions by the Supreme Court? Or is this taking a normal, trial basis process, or has it been expedited?
They're seeking expedited review, pointing out that this is having a detrimental effect on the 2024 election. They filed the request last week, and we'll see. The other side has 30 days to respond. We'll see whether the court grants expedited review and decides to take this up before the end of their term at the end of June, because by the time they come back in October, it'll be too late to take it up. So one hopes that they will take it up and understand the imminence and the significance of this case.
Now, is that in the sole discretion of the Chief Justice Roberts, or have a committee?
Yeah, they're going to have a vote. It takes four justices to grant cert. It actually takes five justices to grant a motion for expedited review. So we'll see where the court comes down on this.
Very good. Now, for us here in the state of Michigan, you're coming to Michigan. You're going to give your talk, and I love the title of it. One thing that we have to understand is that lawfare in America and the war on election integrity, stand now or forever bow, is the title of your speech. And as somebody who has experienced this firsthand, what is the message for those of us up here in northern Michigan that can't get down to Lansing to hear? What is basically going to be your message on May 9th?
Well, on May 9th up in Lansing, I'm going to be talking about what we knew about the 2020 election and the extraordinary efforts to hide the illegality, to prevent people from actually conducting audits, forensic audits and analysis. And then we're going to talk about the fallout That, you know, that everybody that was involved in those efforts to highlight illegality in the election has been targeted with attempts to destroy them, not just their careers and their reputations, but their financial resources and what have you. And then we're going to talk about the impact on not only 2024, but our ability to be a self-governing people. Look, if, you know, one of the cornerstones of our system of government is consent of the governed. We give that, our forefathers gave that by drafting and ratifying a constitution. We give it every 2 or 4 years by elections. And if the elections are full of cheating and we cannot have faith in the elections, then we no longer control the direction of our government. And we are no longer citizens in a free republic. We become subjects of an increasingly tyrannical government. So I'll be talking about those things and the dangers to our very system of government and the ability to act as a self-governing people. And I hope people have their eyes open to what's going on.
Now, also, as part of the speech, are you going to, at the very end, be offering any advice or suggestions, call to actions, things that people need to be engaged in this election process to help prevent what happened in 2020 being a repeat here in 2024?
I am going to do that. I'm going to make a couple of asks. I'm going to ask for people to get involved at their county precinct levels. Become not just observers, but become poll workers as well. And then I'm also going to ask them to step up and help people like me who are on the front lines defending against this lawfare. Because, look, if they scare attorneys away from taking on these kind of challenges, then the people that are cheating will have a free hand to keep doing it. And so those of us that have stood up and are fighting need people's help to stay armored and stay in the fight. And so I'll be asking for them to get involved at their local level, but also to help those that are on the front lines nationally.
Now, I know there are other attorneys that have been trying to stand up like you have. I want to get into that conversation. Again, we're speaking with John Eastman. He is a law professor, a dean of a law school, an attorney. This is phenomenal information. But I do want to ask about these other attorneys. I want to ask about your efforts going forward. Will there be any other litigation you're involved in prior to the election? All kinds of questions for you, John. Can you stay on through the break?
Yes, I can.
Okay, greatly appreciate that. And if you have any text questions for John, text them to 231-360-5140. We'll get to your comments as well. Again, staying through the break, John Eastman. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in Northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief.
Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Staying on through the break is John Eastman. He's going to be coming to Michigan on May 9th, Grace Bible Church in Lansing. Doors open at 7 o'clock, and he'll get into his conversation and his talk. John, to your knowledge, what other attorneys that you're aware of are facing similar lawfare? If you know, and who do you think needs to be watched, cases watched going forward, as well as your own?
Well, there are a number of them. The 65 Project has, I believe at last count, filed bar complaints against more than 100 attorneys. My co-defendant in the Georgia action, or one of them, Jeff Clark, was an assistant attorney general of the United States. He's a co-defendant down in Georgia, and also facing bar disciplinary proceedings in the District of Columbia. Of course, Rudy Giuliani, Boris Epstein, a number of people. But also, you know, folks like former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman is facing bar challenges in Wisconsin. I believe some of the attorneys that worked on the Michigan litigation, people like Matt DiParno and Patrick Kolbeck, have been dealing with similar complaints in Michigan. So, you know, this is a holds no holds barred type of Sherman-esque attack on the legal profession for anybody that dared to raise questions about the election. And the questions and the illegality in the elections were legion. And we ought to, as a free people, have an ability to challenge illegal conduct by our governments. But there's a huge price being paid. And, you know, American people need to understand what's going on and step up and help defend those people that are on the front lines of this battle. And to the extent they can, join the battle. And you can do that, you know, like I said earlier, at your local precinct level. Become a poll worker. Become the person who makes sure that the elections are conducted fairly rather than simply observing somebody else conduct them illegally. Get involved.
Absolutely. And I know another one is, Stephanie Lambert. She's part of Matt DiParno's team, and she was even arrested in Washington, D.C. after giving testimony in a case. They even basically arrested her there and extradited her back to Michigan. I mean, this is unbelievable activities and the way they're functioning.
Well, it is. And, you know, you just look at the comparison, the cases being brought against President Trump. Claiming on a business form that a payment he made was for legal expenses. It was a settlement of a legal claim. That's a legal expense.
Sure.
But not bringing charges or doing anything against Hillary Clinton, who laundered millions of dollars through her law firm to pay for the phony Russia dossier that was done in collusion with law enforcement at the highest levels of the federal government, and create this completely false narrative about the 2016 election. And she reported that on the Federal Election Commission reports as legal expenses. This was hiring a phony opposition research outfit to create a false narrative about President Trump. So, the double standards are palpable. And the use of our federal government, law enforcement, and Justice Department agencies to go after political opposition is something we've never tolerated in this country. It's banana republic type stuff.
Absolutely. One text message that I did get during the break said that, explain the difference between poll challenging and poll workers as you're asking people to step up and do.
Well, so, you know, every state has different laws, and I'm not intimately familiar with the Michigan process.
Sure.
But there are several steps in this. You've got the official employees of the county clerk's office. They obviously need a lot more people on election day and during pre-voting, pre-election day voting than yes. they normally have staffed year round. And so they have to hire people to be the poll workers, to actually process the balloting and to do the counting. And so those are the poll workers. Those are the people that are actually doing the work, counting the ballots, verifying the signatures, making sure that everything is done above board and in compliance with the law. And then you've got campaign observers, and the political parties typically each get to have observers watching that process to make sure it's being conducted lawfully. But the campaign, the poll workers are the ones that are actually doing the work. And, you know, to the extent that the Michigan state law allows people to sign up and volunteer or get paid to do that work, I encourage people to do it.
Absolutely. Yes. Basically, my wife, former canvasser of the Antrim County Board of Canvassers. She took that training, got certified, was hired to be here what we call poll inspectors or poll workers. But basically, I think the simplest definition, they're able to touch ballots where poll challengers aren't. They're only able to observe. I think that'd be a good way to explain it.
Yes, yes. Now, the observers are supposed to be able to see what's going on and then be able to file complaints if something illegally is being conducted. But what we learned in 2020 is people were being told they had to, you know, like in the Philadelphia Convention Center, they were allowed within a few feet of the entrance, even though the thing is a football field size and length, and the ballot counting was going on at the other end of the convention center where they
right.
couldn't possibly see what was going on. Quite frankly, fraud on the voting, the whole observing process. So better to be the ones actually doing the counting where you don't have that disability.
Right. Absolutely. Well, it's exciting to hear that you're staying in the fight. You're staying strong. Again, John Eastman, he's going to be giving a talk, folks, down in Lansing. Lawfare in America, War on Election Integrity. Stand now or forever bow. Doors are going to open at 7 o'clock. It's at the Grace Bible Church, 1000 South Canal Road in Lansing, Michigan. No charge. Come and meet and greet. Talk at 7:15, and at 7:30, John will get up and give his speech and inform us about what needs to be done and what actions can actually be taken. And, John, we greatly appreciate you coming on the show today and giving us this information.
Thank you, Randy. And, you know, if people want to keep up to date on what's happening and read articles, I've got a Legal Defense Fund site that we use as a blog and post updates. It's called givesendgo.com/Eastman, and people can go there and learn about what's going on. And it's also yep. easy to lend financial support if they can.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening, John, to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors.